start chanting together from the beginning. We'll go to where we stopped last time. Om Om Shanno Mitra Shan Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indra Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Shikshan Vya Akhya Syamaha Varanaswaraha Matra Balam Samasandhanah Ityutra Shikshadhyayah Repeat after me. Shikshan Vya Akhya Syamaha Shikshan Vya Akhya Syamaha Varanaswaraha Varnaswaraha Matrabalam Matrabalam Samasantanaha Samasantanaha Ityukta Shikshadhyayaha Ityukta Shikshadhyayaha Ityukta Ityukta Ityukta
Ityukta
Shikshadhyayaha
Shikshadhyayaha
Ityukta Shikshadhyayaha
Ityukta Shikshadhyayaha
Sahanau Yashaha
Sahanau Yashaha
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam Do you remember I said with this Brahma, go Brahma, that Brahma, as though opposite, that gives you the aspiration there, otherwise it tends to just become Brahma, Brahma, okay? So they teach you like that too. It works better than saying Brahma, say Brahma, and you get the proper sound, okay? Sahana Brahma. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam
Atata Sagunhitaya
Atata Sagunhitaya
Atata Sagunhitaya
Atata Sagunhitaya
Upanishadam
Upanishadam
Vyakhya Syamaha
Vyakhyasamaha
Atatasya Gunhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha
Atatasya
Gunhitaya
Upanishadam
Vyakhyasyamaha
Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha
Panchaswatikaraneshu
Panchaswatikaraneshu
Panchaswa
Panchaswa
Dikaraneshu
Dikaraneshu
Adikaraneshu
Adikaraneshu
I focus on the Panchasu Adikaraneshu So Panchaswatikaraneshu
Panchaswatikaraneshu
Karaneshu
Karaneshu
Panchaswatikaraneshu
Panchaswatikaraneshu
Adilokam
Adilokam
Adijyotisham
Adijyotisham
Adividyam
Adividyam
Adipajam
Adipajam
Adyatmam
Adyatmam
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham
Adilokam Adijyotisham Adividyam Adipajam
Adividyam
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 Adilokam Adijyotisham Adividyam
Adilokam adijyotisham adividyam.
Adilokam
adijyotisham adividyam.
Adilokam adijyotisham adividyam.
Adipajam adhyatmam.
Adipajam
adhyatmam.
Adipajam.
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 Adhyatmam.
Adhyatmam.
Adipajam.
Adipajam.
Adhyatmam.
Adhyatmam.
Adipajam. Adipajam madhyatmam. Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajama.
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 Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajam
madhyatmam.
Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajam
madhyatmam.
Adipajam madhyatmam.
Adipajamadhyatmam.
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 Adipajama.
Adipajama.
Adipajama. Adipajamadhyatmam.
Is this the what do you call that thing? The swara thing? Is that for the ja? Is that correct?
Yeah. Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipajamadhyatmam. If I am, I do it wrong. Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipaja. Adipajama.
It should be
Adipaja. Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipaja. Adipaja. Okay, maybe I said it wrong. In my mind, I wasn't. But Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipaja. Adipajamadhyatmam.
Adipajamadhyatmam.
Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipajamadhyatmam. Am I doing it wrong? Right? Adipajamadhyatmam. Adipaja.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Adipaja.
Adipaja. Okay. I'm hearing it differently. Sorry. You have to call me on all these things if something isn't right. I want her to. Adipaja. Sorry. Adipaja madhyatmam. Adipaja. Adipaja madhyatmam.
Adipaja madhyatmam.
Adipaja madhyatmam.
Adipaja madhyatmam.
Adilokam. Adilokam. Adijyotisham adividyam. Adipaja madhyatmam. Adilokam adijyotisham adividyam adipaja madhyatmam. Sit together. Adilokam adijyotisham adividyam adipaja madhyatmam. 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 Okay. Ta mahasagunhita. Ta mahasagunhita. Ta mahasagunhita. Ta mahasagunhita. Itya chakshate.
Itya chakshate.
Ta mahasagunhita. Itya chakshate. Ta mahasagunhita. Itya chakshate. Get it. Tha maha sagunhita itya chakshate. Atha dilokam. Atha dilokam. Atha dilokam. Atha dilokam. Prithivi purvarupam.
Prithivi purvarupam.
Prithivi purvarupam.
Prithivi purvarupam.
Jyauruttararupam.
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 Akashasandhihi.
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 Vayusandhanam.
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 Yatyadhilokam.
Yatyadhilokam.
Ityadhilokam.
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 yajyati lokam.
Okay. Now, something new. We'll move our car in 10 minutes. Our car's in 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Let's start the new section. It's the second, it's going to be the second adhikarana, the second vishaya, the second subject matter that we're going to be doing this upasana on. Atha adhijyautisham. Okay. Atha, see the atha adhijyautisham? Atha adhijyautisham. Everybody with me? Okay. Atha adhijyautisham.
Atha adhijyautisham.
Atha adhijyautisham. Atha adhijyautisham. Okay. Atha
adhijyautisham.
Okay, remember now, we have this panchasu adhikaraneshu. There's five sections. Means there's five vishayas. Vishayas are topics, subject matters. That this upasana is fivefold. The first upasana we've just done on the creation, right? The second on the locus, on the different worlds. Hey, Matt. You know what? I'm teaching a class, but I really want to talk to you. I'll be done in a couple of hours. Can I call you? Yeah, call me back in 2 hours. Okay, Matt. Bye. My dad. Kristen's. Whoever. Okay. So five, adhikarana. Now, adhikarana means a section. Like if you have a chapter, the chapter can be divided into adhikarana sections. But the adhikarana also means the topic or the vishaya, the subject matter. And so here the upasana, the Upanishad here, the word Upanishad is being used as upasana from the previous chapter, from the previous paragraph. So this upasana has five parts to it, five vishayas, five subject matters that we're going to do the upasana on. So the first one is listed as adilokam, atta adilokam, adilokam. That's the first one. There the atta means now. Now after studying the grammar, right, after talking about the siksha phonetics, now we're going to do an upasana on these phonetics that we've talked about, the siksha. Now, atta, the upasana on them. So the first atta means now. All of the rest of the atta has many different meanings here. Mm-hmm. All of the rest of the attas means next. So now we're going to do adilokam. Next we're going to do adhijyautisham. Next we're going to do, what's the third one? Adhivijyam. Next we're going to do adhiprajam. Next, adhyatmam. So, why Swamiji says, if you've read his commentary on it, why he says this is so, is because these five vishyas, these five subject matters, are to be done by one person. So now we're going to teach this upasana. This upasana has five sections. First, this one you do, next, this one, next, this one, next, this one. After you do all five, then that completes the upasana. So the upasana has five parts. So here, adhijyautisham, atha next, because this is the second one, atha next, adhijyautisham. The upasana which has for its locus, or what its subject matter, that has for its subject matter the lights, means astrology, all of the luminaries. Okay? Jyotisham.
Isn't Jyotish is normally with a symbol?
Yeah, it's usually Jyoti, Jyotish.
When you say
astrology, it contains, is it converging because it contains?
It can be used as some sort of a tatparya that has for its subject matter Jyotish. Right, that's a tatparya. Not tatparya. What is that word? When words are made out of words? Tadita. Tadita.
Tadita.
Yeah. Tadita affix.
Tadita.
Yeah. Tadita.
Tadita.
Yeah. So in a word, when you take a word and by adding an affix to a word, to a noun, that makes another word. called a tadita, the tadita affixes. Now, when these happen, a tadita will have basically four different meanings, such as it occurs in that place, it is born of that, it's a patronymic. So the tadita forms different types of meanings. So jyotish can be that ao, and it's usually, when you see a tadita affix, there's usually a vriddhi involved. Yeah, there's usually a vriddhi. Now, some versions of the type 3 will not say jyotish, will say jyotish. Like, for instance, I believe in this one it says jyotish. So you see jyotish and jyotish. But when, usually when we learn chant to chant it, it's jyotish. And here it's jyotish. In other chanting book, the Mantra Pushpam, the more recent Mantra Pushpam has jyotish. When I learned it, it was jyotish. So.
And also the atha, you said atha. Atha is different from ataha, which means therefore.
Ataha, that's a dental, right? Ataha.
Ataha means therefore. Right?
No, ataha. Dental ta, ataha is therefore. No, there isn't an ataha.
Okay.
We can look it up.
Yeah, no, maybe. No,
there's ataha with a dental ta, an aspirate. An ataha.
It's like the ataha that's the beginning of the Yoga Sutras.
Yeah. Now. So here, atta means the second atta means next following. So okay. So now it's going to follow the same pattern as the previous one. Agni purvarupam. Agni, repeat. We're not doing the swaras right now. Agni purvarupam.
Agni purvarupam.
So agnihi purvarupam. Okay. Agnihi. Fire is for the first form. Remember, this is a sandhi. So the previous in a sandhi, you have the first word and the second word. So the last member of the first word is the purva rupam, the form that precedes in a sandhi. Okay, the purva rupam. Purva means preceding or before, previous. Aditya uttara rupam. Repeat.
Aditya
uttara rupam.
Aditya uttara rupam.
The adityaha uttara rupam. If I break the sandhi, adityaha uttara rupam. You want to see? Mm-hmm. You guys tired or something?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I felt we're not quite together, or maybe it's my caffeine. Adityaha uttara rupam means the sun. Adityaha, the sun is the latter form. Okay. Uttara means latter or following. So purva, previous; uttara, latter. Okay. Before, later. Okay. So the agnihi purva rupam, adityaha uttara rupam. Now apas sandhihi. Right? Everybody say apas, repeat apas sandhihi.
Apas sandhihi.
Apas sandhihi.
Apas sandhihi.
Apaha sandhihi.
Apaha sandhihi.
Water is the sandhi. The intervening water is the intervening space. We're talking about the clouds, the rain clouds. Apaha sandhihi. Okay, apas sandhihi. Okay. Now vaidyutas. Vaidyutas, vaidyutas, sandhanam, vaidyutas sandhanam,
vaidyutas sandhanam,
vaidyutaha sandhanam,
vaidyutaha sandhanam,
lightning, vaidyutaha, lightning. Lightning is the sandhi. The intervening space between the preceding and the latter, preceding letter and the latter letter, that space that's drawing them. Swamiji explains this nicely. So here you've got one letter, you've got the next letter. So here there's an intervening space. That intervening space is what they're calling Sandhi. Okay. Then what actually happens in that intervening space is Sandhanam. What is occurring that brings the two together? What happens there? That's the Sandhanam. Okay. So lightning. So there's the previous, which is Agni. Then you have the sun. Then you have the rain clouds in between, the opus in between. Then now, what is it that transpires there in that Sandhi? Lightning connects the fire with the sun. Okay. So that's the meditation.
Lightning connects the fire with the sun. Mm-hmm.
Ityadi jyotisham.
Iti
adi jyotisham.
Iti adi
jyotisham.
Iti adi jyotisham.
Thus adi jyotisham. That completes this second one now that we've done. Okay? Okay, let's take a little break to move our cars and stuff, and then we'll chant this.
And if she's out there marking, we should really move our cars.
You have to move them.